Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But what happened? They still were good enough other places to get to the Super Bowl in seconds or minutes, whatever
you want
to call it.
Bosa. Okay, forget Bosa. Trent Williams wasn't good enough. Bosa wasn't good enough. Warner wasn't good enough. McCaffrey wasn't good enough. All these so-called superstars and the best players at their position, they're either not the best players at their position, they either don't have the best roster in football, and they're just going to keep scratching and clawing, or they do have the best roster in football, and then we've got to figure out why they haven't broken through. If I really wanted to troll, I could be like, well, if they've been the best team in football for 5 years, why isn't Kyle Shanahan fired? Because he didn't get the most out of the most talented team in football. That's obviously, I think that's a stretch for me to say, and that would be kind of unfair.
There's some heat on him, not about his job. There are some people in the media, fans, everybody matters, right? But, Stani, the million-dollar question and the right on the table I think we're missing is, I never request sound, but I would like to hear the great Super Bowl champion Ron Gronk talk about the 49ers and why he feels like what he thinks of this roster that you talk about is loaded. And I hadn't thought of this, but this is a guy, a multiple champ, playing. And tell me what you think.
So, Rob Gronkowski.
That will definitely give us a test to see where Purdy is. I mean, you got Samuel going to be out. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out.
Who do they have this week? Let me look.
They got so many weapons. I don't know why they're not producing. Why are they not putting up points like the New Orleans Saints every single week, week in and week out? That's the problem with the 49ers last year as well, is that they dominated some games, and then some games they just didn't show up and they couldn't produce. They should be producing week in and week out, especially with coach, offensive-minded coach Kyle Shanahan, and then with all the weapons that they have. They need that it guy. I feel like they got a lot of weapons, but they just don't have like an it guy.
It guy.
I mean, I got to tell you, I think that's crazy. So Christian McCaffrey's not an it guy.
Well, have they won under McCaffrey?
Well, nobody's an it guy.
Did he fumble in the Super Bowl? I'm just like, you asked a question before we played the Gronk sound. Then we play the Gronk sound, which kind of goes to what you're alluding to. They have not won. He's an it guy to me. But just let C-Mac. But just listen.
Well, maybe he was saying that they need one now.
That will definitely give us a test to see where Purdy is. I mean,
this is long.
You got Samuel going to be out. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out.
Who do they have this week? Let me look.
They got so many weapons. I don't know why they're not producing. Why are they not putting up points like the New Orleans Saints every single week, week in and week out? That's the problem with the 49ers last year as well, is that they dominated some games, and then some games they just didn't show up and they couldn't produce. They should be producing week in and week out, especially with coach, offensive-minded coach Kyle Shanahan, and then with all the weapons that they have. They need that it guy. I feel like they got a lot of weapons, but they just don't have like an it guy to turn it up. Yeah, Ayuk, I mean, he's a great guy, but look, he was holding out
George the whole time. Kittle?
George Kittle, they're
four-time
great players.
All-pro?
But I'm talking,
you
need
mean?
An it guy, like an it guy.
Who's
like, Edelman was an it guy.
Are you telling
like, the
me
guy
that
was,
Kittle's not an it guy?
He's an it guy, but like I'm talking like when it comes to crunch time, it's, hey, feed me that ball. I feel like, you know, they're great playmakers, and they all rely on the other one to make the play because there's so many great weapons. You know what I mean? When you have so many great players around you, you rely, oh, he's going to make the play. That guy's going to make the play. But when you don't have so many, like when it's just when Edelman was out there for
yeah, but Brady
instance,
made
or
an
myself
guy.
Out there, it's give me that ball,
that's fine.
Give me the ball.
Edelman missed a lot of time, and you missed a lot of time.
Yes.
And Brady made it guys out of
yeah,
Chris Hogan.
Because Brady was an it guy.
No disrespect to Hogan,
and
but
Hogan amazing. Was kind of an it guy too. He had that mentality of feed me the ball, I want it, I'm going to do whatever.
It's mentality,
whatever it takes.
You think?
It's mentality, and I feel like Trent Williams has that mentality.
Yeah.
He will go out there and he tosses people around. That's what you want. He's doing it 24/7.
Are you calling out the grittiness of this team? What are you doing,
Rob? I would
say
just that mentality. I mean, they should be dominating.
Man. But I mean, here's the way I heard it. It felt like he wasn't just saying they need an it guy now without McCaffrey and Debo. I felt like he was saying it feels like he's saying they have so many weapons that they don't have like a go-to guy or what he would call an it guy.
But we talk about it all day. It's McCaffrey first.
Tell Gronk.
Yeah, no, that's what I would tell him. And it's McCaffrey. So it starts and ends with him. So when he fumbles in the Super Bowl early, they didn't lose the game because of that fumble. It didn't help. But I would just tell Gronk, McCaffrey's the it guy. And if I'm paying somebody on the outside wearing jersey number 11, $30 million per year, 76 guaranteed, that's the it guy. Now, for Kittle, I would say cut somebody out when they tell you to block on a big third down. I want them to throw to you. But that was interesting because it was coming off the heels of you saying, Goo, why haven't they got it done? Not he, but why haven't they got it done?
Let's go to Big Smoothie. Big Smoothie's in Oakland. What's going on, man?
I'm listening to you guys. First of all, good morning.
Hey.
But as I'm listening to you, you know, I understand why Debo says that, because in that locker room, they feel like, man, we're better than those guys. Mm. Now, that's a different standpoint from us talk radio potatoes or whatever you want to call it. We're just looking at Super Bowl. But sometimes you get beat by a team that you refuse to believe they're better. That's a kind of a good kind of a delusional mindset, right? You have to be somewhat delusional. I'm better than this guy. Something in that locker room makes them feel that way. Now, here's the thing. Look at it. I think it also speaks to what Goo was saying. It's really an indictment against Shanahan. He's a good coach, but we keep calling him a great coach, and he hasn't won it yet. Now, he had a lead in both Super Bowls. I remember the first Super Bowl against the Chiefs. I thought it was a wrap. You know, you got folks taking selfies in the end zone. You thought it was a wrap. Mm. They came back. You started to see that pattern. From Atlanta, you still have patterns. We just keep ignoring them. It's not to say Shanahan's a bad coach, but you cannot deny the patterns. Why is it that in big games, all of a sudden, like Goo says, he gets lemon booty? It's a fact. You can say it. You can say somebody fumbled, somebody did this. But how come there's such a conservative mindset when a big game comes and there's this field goal, field goal, field goal, And that's not going to get it done ever. So I believe the window is closing. This is a good, great team. But let me ask you this. Do you think Kansas City's roster was better than theirs last year?
No.
No. So that's coaching. You had Andy Reid with a less impressive roster, but he got it done.
So let me, Big Smooth. So if how would you answer this question? Why haven't the 49ers been able to break through the last 5 years?
I just told you, coaching.
Okay. Yeah, and I just wanted you to repeat it.
I'm going to say signal calling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't you hate it when it's right, oh, we got to kick a field goal. Okay, you know in their mind, man, listen, everybody's thinking the same thing. Dude, this is Kansas City. We can't keep kicking these field goals. Yet, we did it. And toward the end of the game, you left too much time on the clock for Mahomes. And listen, we can keep ignoring this guy, Mahomes, but the only way you're going to beat him is to not have him on the field.
Thanks, Big Smoothie. Uh-huh. Appreciate it. Maybe I'll just ask that question. Why haven't the Niners been able to get it done in the last 5 years?
And one of our good – go ahead.
When everybody thinks they have the best roster in football, and I guess it – is the logical conclusion Kyle Shanahan?
Well, our great friend of the program and station, Ernie Chavez, Steiny, Doobie winner last year, says it's Mahomes. Big Smoothie doesn't think it's Mahomes. Mm. And I would tell Ernie Chavez, because he's not by himself, and there are some Big Smoothies out there. It's a mixture for me, but I watched what I watched in those two Super Bowls, in those games. And the reason Mahomes was able to be great at the end is you didn't close the casket on him when you had the chance. And closing the casket means getting in the end zone and ending the Super Bowl, Stani, or not taking three and going for seven. And maybe that's why we're seeing an ultra-aggressive Kyle Shanahan this year on fourth downs, because he's letting it all hang out, man.